Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. As you saw flying through space, my guests are two oldbies and a newbie. Give it up for Margaret Cho, Nick Rutherford, and Jay Catapretta, everybody. Yes. Jade and I went head-to-head on at midnight a while back, and I forgot who won and who lost. It doesn't really
matter. You remember.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all, but it was super fun. And Margaret and Nick have both been on the show before.
We're going to go head-to-head tonight.
Yeah? You really think you're going to tear it up? Really, really, really dig in?
We're really going to dig in.
Because it's 7:20, it's going to be 4:20 in places like Honolulu and Amsterdam, which we love, of course. And lots of other places.
Yeah,
Budapest, Vienna, Warsaw.
It's Oslo.
Paris, Oslo. Oslo, Sweden.
420 somewhere.
Yeah, that's what they say. And today's show intro music was sent in by a fan, Tyson Sainer, and he's at Rev R-E-V, Revt, R-E-V-T 23 on Twitter. These names, like I always say Twitter names and then they're always so clunky.
No, you gave me mine.
I did.
Yeah.
What is it? Jade the movie?
At the Jade movie.
Because I was like, there's a movie called Jade, so you should take advantage of that.
And then Jade ran
home. Were you born when that was made? Yeah. That was 1995 Caruso porno
San Francisco.
Thriller.
San Francisco. That supermodel gets hit by a car really hard, right near Cobbs.
Everhard.
Yeah, near that park.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I used to refer it to like the movie, you know.
Our sativa today that we have here is a little blue dream, and then our indica is called Kosher Kush. So our Jewish friends can just dive right into that. Oh, that smells really nice. And, you know, I always assume everybody wants sativas, so I packed all the bowls with sativa, so you guys can.
Well, this is what I brought you. I don't know if it's
pick what you want. I love this.
This is not. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's a sativa or an indica, but this is what I brought for Doug. It's a company that I'm working with called. Organican, and it's Organican.com. And I have my own line of pot coming out.
Wow.
It's called Highline.
Of course you do.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, because Connie Chung has her own line of pot, her own strain. And I'm like, if Connie Chung never owns
Connie Chung up in this motherfucker.
I know. She has her own
strain. Bring her husband.
Yeah, they'll come.
She grows it and
it's named after her because you get so high you look like her. And then, I know that they have like talked about it on TV before and they will totally come on.
I hope
that's
so.
That's awesome.
It's weird the lines people draw though, at which point they don't want to. Because this is a comedy show, so they don't want us to make fun of them.
Why wouldn't she bring you her own weed?
It's advertising her weed.
It's a good selling point. When Gaio's got weed.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna roll
he and I
joint.
Have the same company.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
So I brought this for Doug. Be careful because it's harsh.
It looks like an inhaler, and it's 419 somewhere, and it looks totally like a regular inhaler, and. I can't wait to try it. Right at 4:20, I'm gonna hit this thing.
Cool.
And do you mind if I'm
gonna be like Sean Astin in the Goonies? That's what he was doing, probably.
Oh yeah.
Getting high.
Or that guy in It.
Right.
Yeah. That movie.
The clown movie.
If you wanna drag TV movies into it.
Yeah. Oh, I've never looked at a gutter the same way.
Doug, I also brought you something.
No, you didn't. From your wallet?
It's $20.
All right. Thank you, Nick Rutherford.
It's a company I'm working with called the U.S.
Awesome.
Mint.
Okay.
And
I heard they narrowly avoided having to put a lady on this thing. The lady's going to be on the 10.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, good work, U.S. Mint.
Good job.
And there's still going to be a man on it somewhere.
Just in the corner telling her what to do?
Like a magazine cover, the corner story.
It would kill you to smile. Yeah.
But don't forget, Jefferson, he's still up to his old tricks.
Who'd they decide on? Did they decide on somebody? It's time, you guys. It's all smoke. Here's some lighters and some pipes.
I'm going to go with a bowling pin.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
Yeah, if you want to roll one, people would love to see that.
Yeah, I'll roll one in a second.
Wait, which end do you smoke out of now?
That's the
this end.
Yeah, that.
That's for your mouth. So then that's for lighting.
Finger hole that other end.
Oh, I was gonna light you.
Thank you.
Can we both?
Well, let me look at yours. Oh, I love yours. What do you?
I'm smoking.
I got a classic red and blue bubbler.
That's a nice one.
I'll be like at an amusement park. I'm having trouble breathing. I'm gonna go on that ride again. That was sweet.
It's good, right? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's neat how it just shoots one shot of weed into your system.
Well, wait,
system.
Then there's smoke that comes out? I didn't see.
Or is it like a tincture type of thing?
That's so cool.
It seems to be kind of like a, maybe, I don't know what it's in, what it's so
maybe
solution
it's an oil
maybe.
That heats up, like a pen.
Some kind of, I don't know what the solution is, but it's very cool. And it's very easy to carry around.
Well, everyone
with
else
you.
Is free to try it.
It's harsh, so be careful. Like.
If
that's what she
giant.
Says to it's everybody. Harsh. I didn't think it was that harsh. Here, Nick, try it.
Try
I wiped it,
it
off because it seems like an actual inhaler. You wouldn't just hand it to somebody.
This is our
to
time. This is
take
my
a wish.
Wasn't there something about like I remember like you weren't allowed to take other
whoa.
People's inhaler, not because they would die without it, but
it's refreshing.
Yeah, get, it's quick and short. Like it'd be good for in situations where you don't want to be what.
When you like actual inhalers are
an actual inhaler smoke doesn't come out of your mouth after you're done, so you still got to be
really
cool about it, like blow it into a sleeve or something.
But I definitely used to hit my friend's inhalers.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what would
I'm
it
saying.
Do? It would just give you a brief
super
like,
boost. You can see into the future.
Okay, it's like an ephedrine or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a speedy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would just. I don't think it harms you. Well, I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
But this is good for like the middle-aged stoner such as myself who doesn't, I don't want anything with an alien on it.
I
don't.
It's clean.
Careful.
Don't hurt anybody's
I know, but
penguin
you don't
over
want
there.
To walk around with a Doug Benson face.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's
it
what
is
that's
so,
supposed to be.
That's so cute.
But it's like that kind of, it's subtle, so you don't have to
You can do it in front of your work friends.
You can do it in front
of
anyone.
I love it. But I also love just misleading strangers into thinking you have asthma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you cough hysterically after you take the hit.
I didn't know Margaret Cho had asthma. You think that would come up. Maybe she'd do a telethon or something.
I don't even know where to go. Oh, I want to get this one.
Okay.
This one's beautiful.
Hey, is this one from the same, Typhoon company too?
I don't think that's from Chameleon Glass, but then again, I get confused. Is it, there's a little, I think it is actually. I think it's from Chameleon Glass, but.
Because it looks
go to their website, because they sent Margaret a bunch of stuff after
so
the last time
generous.
She was on.
They were so generous. They were so generous. Because I said, remember when I said about this, I said, well, this one's perfect for my pussy and my asshole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it
so,
is.
That won me some prizes.
You know what? You know those glass dildos? They should make one that you can put inside and then smoke out of
at
the same time.
Just blow it into a vagina.
Yeah. But I don't think you're supposed to blow air into it. I think in The Joy of Sex it says don't blow into the vagina. That's a major thing because you could cause
blow
an air.
Blow in. Because you can't, you've heard the like urban legend, you put a bottle in there and then you pull it out all your organs.
Yeah.
All your organs fall out?
No,
I don't want
haven't
that.
Heard that.
No, me either.
That is gross.
What's your high history, Jade? Have you been a long time smoker? You obviously
I've been a long time
you just
smoker.
Rolled a really nice
it's
joint.
It's not too bad. I'm proud of it.
You didn't even use the $20 bill. You did it on your own without a roller. Without
you know
tools?
Where I'm always stuck, and you guys can help me with this. Like I do this, but then if I don't have a pen, I always don't like how this comes out without tucking it in. I'm always kind of stuck here without a pokey. You know, like a little poke.
Well,
tool?
Yeah, maybe you could use
what's
this.
In there?
This is a
that's genius.
Bowl,
these are great shoes.
Got a thing right there that you could just
great.
Do it to.
They sent me a bunch of these too. It's wonderful. I love
well,
this.
Well, if there's anything else, Margaret, that you want a bunch of, mention it on the show.
Yes!
Obviously,
I
Margaret,
need a grinder.
Margaret has a bunch
is this a
of
grinder?
Stuff already.
This seems
is this
like
what
a grinder.
That is?
Yeah, that's a really nice grinder.
I could put that in my pussy and butthole too.
Okay.
Yeah.
This. See? Yes.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That I sit on.
Let's see.
This is a grinder? Oh, I see. It's a grinder. Wait. Yes.
Yeah, oh, wow. Heavy duty.
And then you can keep the whatever this is. This the key. This what's this for?
That's so you can open it up and then dump the weed out.
Oh, that's great. Because you dump it, it's too wide.
Right, and like, you don't have to reach in and grab it. You don't have to dump it all out at once.
I love all of this.
Yeah, it's a neat one.
There's so many great products. I was in Denver this past week, and I tried transdermal patches. Didn't work. I didn't really like it, unfortunately, because I wanted it to work so much. You know, you want it.
Yeah.
You want it to succeed.
Do they say you have to sweat? Like, do you have to be in a sauna? Do you know what I mean? So it gets in your pores
more? Maybe.
Like, your pores really have to be open.
Perhaps.
But then they
maybe while you're in a bath.
The pores have
maybe
to be open to it. They can't be, you know, all closed.
They can't be against. They can't be.
Disinterested.
No. Left wing pores. They have to be. Pores.
Right. This thing's called Green Shark, I believe. And we've had that on the show from practically day one, I think. This is kind of a newer thing we have. This little guy, one of his arms just swings around like a normal monkey. But the top
my
of his
I want
head.
This. That's I want great. This. Dude,
he's
I
like
want
he's
to.
Like anger in Inside it. Out. This is like Lewis Black when he gets mad.
bad thing.
But
to
check
have.
It out. And let's and we want to use
this?
It to light the.
Her, yeah.
Okay.
I always hate
I'm excited. That's, oh, this is
wow.
great.
Should make a tiny noise.
You should make a little noise.
Here, let's try it again. Try again.
It's a little tight. Oh.
Oh boy.
The first time I ever smoked weed, we were like in a room, everyone's like kind of sitting around. My sister was there. She's younger, but cooler than me. And I took the bong first and I went to put my whole mouth around it.
Oh, like
yeah,
that?
Like this is a little yeah. one, but like
just
I went,
get it in there, yeah.
Yeah. And my sister was like, Jay, no, you know, but it was too late. So
that was your first hit?
No, so
was that weird way?
She's just done it ever since to pretend like that's just how she does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I never wanted to admit, yeah. So I just mouth it.
What did you think
time.
Of this guy? You didn't get a chance to describe it. Like, how would you describe it to people?
I feel like I wouldn't know how to light it when I'm holding the joint.
Right, it's scary, yeah. What else would you say about it?
But it's so cute.
You had to go on about it.
It's so cute.
Have you held
it's
it?
It's adorable.
I haven't held it.
You haven't held
it's
it?
It's fun to pull
what do you
the
think,
arm back.
Margaret?
I think it's very clever, but I think it's hard. I think it's actually you need a friend.
There you go, it's a friend.
It's
I
really
think we have another
that...
one around here somewhere. We're thinking about maybe auctioning it off. Because we got to keep this guy on the set because he's so cool and he's like, just feel it. Isn't
but that's
that...
what it is. It's a table
the
piece.
It
it's what?
It's a table piece, like at your office or your home office. You know, it's like cute on the table.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's also useful. Double duty.
What do you think, Nick? Was that on the show when you were on before?
No, I've never seen this
You've
before.
All held this for the first time, and none awesome. Of you have yeah. said, like, yeah. what do you think of it?
Well,
though?
I think, like, you should definitely not have this if you have children in the house.
Right, because no. why?
Because they're just going to suck on its head and then okay. hit the wrong arm.
I thought it might be dangerous because it's, like...
And then they'll burn their tongue.
Because it's
forever.
So...
Angry?
Yeah, no. It's angry.
No, he looks curious.
And it's weighs a lot.
I think it's really cute, but it's definitely something that you have to do with somebody else. So that
yes.
you would,
yeah.
It's a friendly.
You would be next to them. You go, hey, we need a light.
Oh yeah, for you.
These guys are gonna go longer than Pete Holmes. It took Pete Holmes forever to call that monkey heavy.
It is heavy. It's not a purse. It's not a purse piece. Oh. That felt like, you know, when you get a UTI and you pee just a tiny bit at a time.
That really burns like that. Yeah, like that. Like you didn't get it all out.
Never.
Oh, I hate that.
Hashtag heavy monkey. You guys finally called it heavy after I said the word heavy. And hashtag marry a monkey.
Yeah, what's in that little...
what's in this? Is this... You know what this reminds me of? There used to be makeup called Indian Earth, and it was all one color, and you would use it as blush, and you could wet it and use it for eyebrows and
ooh,
eyeshadow
yeah.
and eyeliner, and then put Vaseline and make lipstick. And it was all one color, and it made everybody sort of look like Molly Ringwald. It was that kind of era of makeup.
Blushy.
Where you had... So is this so that we all look like you? Your line of makeup?
No, I don't know what's in it. It's just empty.
Okay, how about this?
It's just somebody made it. Like when people make things and give them to me, I put them on the table.
Of course you're gonna use the entire name.
You guys ever watch Gummy Bears, the cartoon?
My Twitter handle.
It looks like a gummy juice bottle.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, Gummy Bears.
It sounded like you said gummy juice.
Underrated. It is gummy juice.
Gummy juice. I wanna try this one. What should I, go, just go in here.
Yeah, I wanted to try
I like the Blue Dream. But I think you're more of an indica guy.
Yeah.
Well, you wanna put some indica in that?
Yeah.
All right. Put some of that kosher kush in there. And I'd like to mention that last week we didn't have the data for the previous episode, but today we can announce that the past two episodes of this show had the most viewers per capita in, of all places, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Wow. And it's won 4 times in a row and 7 times total, the nation's capital. But I'm starting to think it's because it's just small.
Look at this part of it.
So there's a lot of people there.
There is a lot of people, but
a lot of people are packed in.
It's not really a state even. Maybe we should make the competition between the states. We can just assume DC will always be number one. Because they did legalize it there, and the last time I was there, I had a very nice time.
Wait, legalize it for recreational
use? Mm-hmm.
So it is legal.
In D.C., yeah.
In D.C., and then so you saw, like, the dispensaries are just, like, in Denver, there you can just go in.
D.C., I don't know how much of that they have. They're still behind on that. But I'm just saying it's, like, it's legitimately, like, you can have it and smoke it. Like, the main thing is to stop throwing, like, three strikes at these young ethnic people that are completely screwed over just because they caught with a roach or something.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm happy for that.
And thanks for listening out there.
Right.
D.C.,
we were there 2 days ago.
Were you?
Yeah. 3 days old. Awesome. My dad had a reunion of all his high school friends, and he went to high school in Japan. So it was just me, Nick, and a group of 20 Japanese men.
Oh yeah, it was so fantastic.
It was awesome.
I showed them Fireflies. They were blown away.
Awesome.
They were really excited.
What do you mean
excited.
You showed
them
to them?
A lot of them.
We were in Virginia.
Had
them in your
them.
Pocket.
No, they were just fireflies, and I was like, should I show them? Am I going to be like, hey guys, look, there's fireflies? And they're going to be like, yeah, we've seen fireflies, you idiot.
Right, but when are you ever not delighted by fireflies? It's my favorite part of Pirates
Everybody
of the Caribbean.
Was delighted.
These guys were pretty serious up until the fireflies.
It was awesome.
These were like businessmen on vacation.
And then the karaoke really got them.
They lost their shit.
Yeah, we got karaoke set up in the basement.
Love karaoke. Heard some amazing songs. They were chasing fireflies around trying to catch them, and then they would catch them and scream like little children. It was the most exciting night. And then I, for one, fell in love with fireflies again. And karaoke. Perfect.
You had grown distant from both of those things?
I took them for granted.
Right?
Yeah. I guess you would.
Who doesn't? I haven't really done either for maybe a year or two.
Do it. I saw my dad do it for the first time in his life.
Do some fireflies, man. I think I saw some recently, but maybe I was just
I don't remember the last time I've seen them. See them very often.
I saw them in a movie recently, I think. We had a scene with lots of fireflies.
You should have, instead of an animal guest, you should have like a bug guest. Not who only brings in different bugs for you to
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I was on morning TV once in Portland where I held different bugs, and one of them was they put a cockroach in my hand. And I'm disgusted by cockroaches.
Yeah.
But I think part of the fear and disgust with them comes from how fast they move and how when they skitter around
Maybe.
When you turn the lights on. And when they're holding one in your hand, it doesn't move at all.
Oh.
It doesn't nibble on you. It just sits there. So So it kind of took the grossness out of it for me a little bit.
Something is still so
I still
gross
don't like
for me.
I'm
still anti-cockroaches.
They're so big.
I'm not like you with fireflies where I was like, I forgot how much I love cockroaches.
But they get
and holding them.
They're disgusting. There's some in Brazil that fly.
They seem like that.
Yeah, the bigness is a factor too. But this one was the size of the palm of my hand. I just held it for a while and I wasn't happy about it, but I got through it. But we gotta go to a commercial break. When we get back, we're gonna do some pot topics because I've been trying to get to those, but we're having such a lovely conversation. So that's a tease for when we get back because there's a lot of things going on in the news about pot. We'll be right back. Canna Box is the first monthly membership box made for cannabis enthusiasts. Every month, a new box is shipped discreetly to your door, filled with cannabis-related items and accessories. It's like a magazine subscription, except instead of getting a boring magazine every month, you get an awesome box full of exclusive gear, accessories, and items not found anywhere else. Go to cannabox.com, and for less than $20 every month, you'll receive your own box of goodies. Canna Box is the best way to get the coolest marijuana products delivered right to your door. Go to cannabox.com and use the promo code Doug for 10% off. Just put it in his mouth and then
it used to be old.
Suck the back of the
scissors.
Penguin's head.
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, this is so cute.
Welcome back to Gay Dog Wearing Heels. Thank you to Rally Art 2K4 for that one. And congratulations, gay dogs. You can get marry each other now. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere in the United States. I haven't researched the other countries.
Hey, Doug, look who's making friends over here.
Oh, heavy monkey.
Oh, the monkey and the cat.
And the kitty cat. I like that.
This is so cute. It's a little joint, holds a joint. and then you get just the...
Yeah, you don't have to get worry about burning your face.
Oh, no, it's so great. You know, somebody
you
had
put
a
that
bead.
Cat in danger. His whiskers are a little fucked up.
He's like, whoa, I'm on fire.
Somebody had a bead and a dream, and now this.
Whoa, I'm on fire. I'm Bernie Sanders,
somebody,
I'm on fire.
Somebody was like stone playing with clay and was like, oh my God. Now she put a pencil to make a mouth and it went too far in and she was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Renee, those are made by a woman named Renee in Houston, Texas. And Chronicon, you just saw the ad for it, trailer, Chronicon episode 420, A New Dope, is available for pre-order, but on July 3rd, it's fully available. Just in time for this year's Comic-Con, VOD and iTunes. And I'm going to be watching it at midnight in Denver this Friday night. So if you're in Denver, go to DougLovesMovies.com and find out about that. 1,815 viewers watching us live right now.
Yeah, 1,815.
Wait a minute.
At very strange times, some places, some people have to stay up very late to watch it. So thanks for doing that, and I hope you're hanging in there. Because if I was watching this at 3 a.m. and and getting high along with us, yeah. I would not make it till 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, just excited.
Coca-Cola douche wants to know. I think you mentioned that earlier this evening with the bottle and all your stuff coming out. Wants to know, does Margaret remember the Skankin' Pickle song named after her?
Of course I remember.
Why would you forget that?
How could you forget a wonderful song?
Skankin' Pickle named a song after me?
No, they wrote a song for me, and there have been quite a few songs about me. That's the most one that uses my full name. But Ben Folds actually just reached out. He wrote a song with my name in it. He asked me if it was okay. And I was
Margaret?
Like, that's fine. Margaret Cho.
The whole name.
The whole name.
Because he must have been stuck on a rhyme.
Yeah, I think so.
For a ho or something.
Yeah.
Who'd you say, Ben Folds?
Ben Folds.
Yeah, he would know ho in his song.
I've rhymed my own name with ho before, so it would work.
Yeah. No, but it has to rhyme with your whole
name. The best person in the world to know.
Yeah.
That kind of setup.
Yeah, what rhymes
has
with your
has to be a
Margaret.
Lady named Margaret Cho.
Yes.
Who I'm excited and wondering about how it went for you doing Wife Swap.
You're on
ABC's Wife Swap.
I'm on Celebrity Wife Swap Wednesday. It was wonderful.
Tomorrow night.
It was really wonderful because I loved the Pete Robinsons are wonderful family, and I love the kids are just beautiful. Robinson Pete's. So they're so good.
Holly Robinson Pete. And her athlete husband.
Yes.
Rodney okay, Pete. You switched with them.
Yeah, so.
And who did they stay with? Who did she stay with?
She got to go with my family, and then I'm with Selene Luna, who is my friend and comedian and opens for me a lot. So she was my wife. I swapped her, and I went over there, and then it was crazy.
My wife!
My wife. It was really
what
crazy.
A weird experience.
It was really intense, and but we loved each other's families. So it was a chance for me to
have everybody had a good
kids.
Time. Nobody, no, there's gonna be no bickering or anything?
No fighting. They cleaned out my refrigerator. I can't be more grateful. Because I'm like kind of almost hoarder level, like restaurant food and old takeout. Like I don't know why, I think I'm just gonna keep it. Like I think if you cook, you just have stuff stocked in there. So I had stuff in there forever, and she cleaned everything.
That's why you did it. You heard they clean fridges. Yeah. You're like, I'm gonna do this.
They tore it up. Yeah, I'm happy.
That's pretty.
You had to make rules.
I can't believe good things came
did you have
out.
To make rules?
We had to
for
make
the
rules.
Kids?
I had to make rules for the kids, and you know, because they're all like always playing like sports. So I wanted them to sort of encourage their artistic side, and I had some fun with them. They were really cool. And they went out on the street with me and like played music and because I do that to honor Robin Williams in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So I do that to raise homeless money for homeless people, and then then kids come and they bring me dabs, and I get so high that I have like laying down next to this pile of money.
Only way
they will come. Dabbers, those people that make that stuff, they really want to knock you out.
They
with
really
it.
They want
really
to. It's like a tranquilizer
that,
dart.
Yeah, they want to have that.
It's a Xanax.
It's like a tranquilizer.
Thing of pride
dart.
For them to be like, you know, so and so got knocked out by my.
Because dabs are it's just so
concentrated
that you can't help but just lie down. It's best to do that on the street.
I get it, because you
I recommend.
Maybe during the day.
I recommend people are sitting down when they dab for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Or any time.
They should be laying down. They should have
lay all the way down, put your head in the pillow.
Wrapped up, strapped to the bed.
Let's do some pot topics. Tomorrow it's happening, you guys. Oregon, July 1st, boom. Legalization goes into effect for adults 21 and older can possess and use recreational marijuana. And it's legal for an adult to grow up to 4 plants and share it with other adults. Yeah.
The wording
is total sharing party going on up there. Yeah.
And adults can share it with other
adults.
Yeah.
Put it up there.
And tonight, if you're watching this and you're in the area and you haven't heard this yet, free marijuana seeds are going to be given out tonight on the west side of the Burnside Bridge. What? So that sounds like a setup. That sounds like that sounds like a sting operation.
So don't go there.
Yeah. Hey, meet us under a bridge late tonight.
Well, just
free pot seeds.
They can bust you in 3 months. When is that?
Any day now, that'll be a plant, and we can get them.
Oh, that's why they're giving away the seeds tonight.
So
is because it's legal to have and use and grow, but to not buy or sell.
Yeah, so they want people to harvest
it. So it's going
to
be a whole bartering scene going on in Oregon. Portland will latch onto that.
Yeah. I'll have to buy these donuts to give, you know.
Exactly. Just trade it and let's keep moving on.
Their microbrewery will trade with a dispensary
But that's great that it's illegal to sell it, so no corporation could step in, like the tobacco company or something can't just step in and make marijuana and sell it.
Yeah, take it over. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm excited for that. And it'll be interesting because it's different than what's gone on in Colorado. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, compare what's going on with the two states over time.
It's just like no money exchanged at all. I mean, that's really weird.
Yeah, right?
It's bartering.
Well, the idea is it's, you know, okay to have it. So no one's going to be thrown in jail for having it. Mm-hmm. And the people that are selling it, if they're doing it in a big way, then they're going to still be considered criminals. Mm-hmm. And they're going to want to lose that element. Right. I mean, I think it feels like Oregon, like it passed probably because that was in there.
You know?
Because the first time, two years prior, they tried it and it didn't pass. It didn't make it.
So then, I mean, just what constitutes like a bartering system though? Like, what would you barter? Like,
I'm just guessing that's where it's got to go. It's going to start with everyone just going, "Yay, we can smoke our pot and give it to each other."
Maybe it's like produce, you know? That way, like, where it's like people to people that you know, like not really larger than your neighborhood or your community.
Yeah, you'll just give it to friends and grow as much as you can smoke. And if you don't, you could probably still buy it from people.
And it seems like training.
That's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah. It's like training wheels for a few years down the road. Either it's going to happen nationally or they will vote again to say, let's just go ahead and let people sell it.
Yeah.
You know, right. And that's when things might get kind of tricky.
Yeah, I like that move for sure.
But this one, this pot topic really, really excites me. It's the best pot topic, I've got in my hands right now. A new study by researchers at the National Institute on Drug Abuse confirms that marijuana affects drivers less dramatically than alcohol.
Which is black and white.
All know anecdotally that that's absolutely true. Just because every stoner you know has never been in a horrible accident because they were just on pot. Right. You're very careful,
I wouldn't be driving that stone because I just.
Me either.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But they're saying that the standard now that Colorado and Washington have to use to determine if someone's driving, because they want to treat it like alcohol, so the standard seems like it's too harsh, like especially because marijuana stays in your system for like an entire month. So a joint you had a week ago is not going to affect how you drive today.
But they can
still claim you were high when you
got home. So they just need like a much better system for detecting how much weed you just smoked.
Yeah, or they have to have like a DUI style test for marijuana, but they just have a slice of pizza and they're like, "How do you want that?"
Yeah, just different foods.
This just came out of the oven. So yeah. Do you like it?
Smells good.
Yeah.
But I got pulled over only one time in my entire life, and it was like, I wasn't high or drunk. I hadn't smoked anything. But my tattoo artist had used cocaine in my ink. So he had he took cocaine and he bought some and he put it in the ink and the wash water And he had put it in my bag.
This is the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
And I was so scared, you know, that I was like real nervous about it. And yeah. I didn't get high, but I was like scared. And then I got pulled over and they were like flashing this thing in my eyes. And I'm like, and I was just even more paranoid. Yeah. It's like so weird. So that's the only time I've ever been pulled over.
And it was so scary. They didn't think you were on drugs or anything.
No, well, they were like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
That didn't smell anything. Right. But they just like were like, she's just crazy.
Yeah. I love it.
So wait, did
pull
you
me over
do
again
that with no. the cocaine, well, or is that just a?
It was in a book about tattooing. It called called Memoirs of a Tattooist in like the turn of the century or something. And then so my friend who tattoos me wanted to try it, and so I bought the coke, and you know we just did it. And I don't, I'm not a cocaine user, so I don't really know what it's supposed to feel yet.
Yeah.
Well, at all, really. So it was just kind of just scary, but it took down the swelling in my back, and it made me able to sit through a session because I have a lot of tattoos, but I can't sit very long.
So it numbs your back a little bit, like it numbs your soul when you do it.
It really numbs your back a lot. So that's what they use it for dentistry sometimes, liquid cocaine. So it's something that is like effective, not like a transdermal patch.
Where's the cocaine patch coming out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it exists.
Really?
No, I mean, not a... I think just in other ways.
Just do cocaine?
Just like Adderall.
Mm-hmm. Louisiana, which, you know, I would, you know, other than the fact that everyone there is drunk, is a pretty conservative place, right?
Yeah.
Governor Bobby Jindal signed two bills yesterday that represent a big step forward for Louisiana. It's a framework for dispensing medical marijuana, making Louisiana the first state in the South to make pot available for a wide range of chronically ill patients. Got to be chronically ill, but always a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, that helps people already.
Yeah. The second bill makes a possession of a misdemeanor rather than a felony for a second offense. So that's very helpful in keeping people out of prison. First-time offenders can erase their conviction if they don't reoffend within 2 years. That's kind of like driving citations, you know?
Yeah,
like
that's great.
They'll have to go to traffic school. And then,
do you ever teach comedy traffic school?
2 years later, that was one of the, I've done a lot of the sundry like professions that stand-up comics end up doing, but that's not one I ever gave into.
I didn't know that's a thing.
Because it's like, you're with people for like 8 hours, you know, and I've seen guys do it that are great at it.
Yeah. There was like a particular type
I go,
of comedy.
Whenever I have to do it, I pick a comic and, you know, one that's done by a comic and hope that I know the comic. It's not like they can really let you out early or anything, but at least it's fun to watch a comic you know sweat for 8 hours of having to just talk about fucking traffic and make it interesting and fun. And Mike Uribe.
Yeah.
He was really good at that.
Yeah,
I had a really fun time.
Does it.
Maybe.
He does it still.
If he does, find Mike Uriga, whatever. What city is he in
now? Yeah, Mike Uriga. He's here in L.A.
He's in L.A.? That's where I did it at the Improv.
Yeah, he does Bay Hilaria.
I thought it was like, you just did it online. I never even knew there was like an option to be in front of a
camera. The online thing is smarter, and that's what I should have done.
Yeah.
You can just click through it, really.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't take that long.
It's kind of bullshit now.
Yeah,
you can take a screen grab and then just take the quiz and just go back to
it. I feel bad for those teachers, though, because that's a good gig for people.
Yeah,
that was a cool gig.
I mean, it was
like a corporate gig.
It was like a corporate gig, but it was also kind of like I went to training for it because I was going to do it. And the main thing was they were like, don't take any bribes because people are going to try to give you bribes. And if you take bribe, you'll get arrested. And so there was all this like weird shit about that. And
no
I was getting ready. You have to be clean. You had to be clean. Yeah. You better be clean. You have to do this and that. You know, I did all the things. And then I got a TV show. So then I couldn't.
Sorry.
That's the secret way to get a TV show.
I was like, you got a shit.
Work brings work, guys. Keep it busy.
Remember, did we talk about this the last time you were on about how Tarantino and Rolling Stone outed a party at Dave Rath's house that we were both at? That was like a night that he had an epiphany that he's just like hanging out with strangers, getting high, and what's he doing with his life? And he drove home. I knew it was us because the story was about how he then, you know, just suddenly got up and left and drove down the canyon.
Yeah, yeah.
In Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
And so I read that in Rolling Stone because it started off was like, I was at the premiere of Speed and Margaret Cho was there and I went back to somebody's house with her and a bunch of her friends.
Yes.
And we got him high and all he did was talk. He did all the talking, and then he suddenly got up and left. Like he suddenly had an epiphany, like, well, these guys are a bunch of losers. Like, why?
I could be doing all the talking somewhere else.
He talked himself out of the conversation.
He was like, I've had enough of the bus.
But we were all like, couldn't believe it that like we just watched Speed with Keanu Reeves, and then we're at a house in the Hollywood Hills where Quentin Tarantino is just giving us a master class on everything he knows about movies. And we're all just high and just like listening to every word of it.
Had we gone to the Snake Pit before that? Remember that was on Melrose? It was like the bar.
Seems like we went right up there after the movie.
Oh, I love the Snake Pit.
Yeah.
Big wall of whiskey and amazing nachos.
Yeah. I think we were there. And then
you write their ads?
Come on down for the wall of whiskey and the amazing nachos.
Let's do a pod quiz hop shot. Speaking of Speed, that's a play on that.
I
enjoyed dancing on that one. That really got the party going. There's weed etiquette, you guys, according to the Emily Post Institute. Mm. And I just want to throw them out there and see if you guys know, you know, the answers.
Okay, I believe in this. Because I hate it when people pass or break a circle.
Don't give it
the wrong way.
Don't give it
that weed.
Oh, you do? You get really into, you don't like that stuff?
Yeah.
Mm. I never know. I'm usually too high to notice anything happening.
In the beginning, you know? Or when you got a good circle and someone just...
Where do you stand on the whole, you know, if somebody, you know, if there's like a guest and they don't give them the first, you know, green hit, is that a concern to you?
I'll go for a corner if I know four people are smoking the same bowl. You know, leave a little green for the other people. That's nice. Go for the corner.
That's a good slogan, I think.
Yeah, corner's good. I think like giving somebody is like dependent on if like you come up to me and you're my friend. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. But sometimes you're taking weed from real shady dudes, and I don't mind if they're like, yeah, you can have it after I hit it. But they're like, who the fuck is this kid walking up to me? Give it to me. Second. I'll take a second. Sorry, I guess I just got cut. I just cut.
I was loving that. I cannot wait to see how long this goes for.
Yeah.
Man. Honestly, I think if you sincerely can people at home can do this. You separate these two tracks and slide my conversation up 15 seconds, it will link up perfectly into the podcast. This is like Dark Side of the Moon. Flip it over, run it backwards.
Or another message.
Yeah.
Should pot be offered to all the guests at a party?
Yeah.
From the same bowl?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. This one's kind of out of left field because I think earlier I asked some on another show, I asked questions about, is it appropriate to smoke pot at a party?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's of, you
know. You can always feel it out.
Yeah.
If people are uncomfortable or not. Yeah.
Like, there's no hard and fast answer because like they say here, what is your boss at the party?
Maybe not a work party.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it depends.
How close are you?
You just gotta think this stuff through.
Every day. Yeah,
I'm at work right now. Yeah, we're working
right now.
Yeah, we're gonna promote our stuff here in a second.
All these answers are just pretty straightforward.
You should offer weed to everyone. Should be offered weed, and if they don't want it, you shouldn't feel bad. You know, like when people get so fucking upset when you don't want to do a shot.
Yeah,
like you're at a club and they're like, "Do a shot." I don't want to do a shot. Yeah. Oh, but do it.
That's
well,
why.
No, I don't want to do it.
That's when I'm like, I'm in.
It makes me feel so whiny, you know.
Yeah,
but,
me either. I'm like, I've been smoking, so.
Yeah. I got this.
Add it in as
I have self-medicate. I'll be buying and doing shots like crazy if that's what I wanted to be doing right now.
Shots are kind of gross too.
And they are.
It's like, why would you just want to hammer to your head? Like,
you feel like shit.
What's the point?
But that's sort of like when we hit do dabs or a really giant bong or something. It's really like, let's just fucking get really high fast. Yeah.
Sometimes you want to hammer.
It's the same thing, but then you just sort of like want to go sit down, not like, you know, violently throw up into a bush.
I have such a violent period.
You don't want to fight immediately.
I have such an intensely long relationship with pot. It's like, it almost doesn't affect me. Like almost smoking like this almost doesn't do anything. This does, because it's all new weed. Like when it's pussy strange, like when weed is strange, it's like so much better.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa, I've never heard the phrase pussy strange, and now I love it. Said that way. We got to go to a commercial. We'll be back with more strange pussy talk.
Pussy strange.
Right after this.
Advertisers support the show and keep it free for you. We're running an audience survey to help us know more about Getting Dug with High listeners. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interests, and the show. That increases the chance of having happy advertisers, which means happy listeners. Everybody wins. Go to podsurvey.com/get-Doug. It takes less than 5 minutes, and the survey is completely anonymous. When you're finished, you can enter your email for the chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We give away one gift card every month. Again, that's podsurvey.com/get-Doug to take our survey and help the show.
Hey, we're back. So please do that survey thingy if you want to help us to get advertisers to do these more and keep them free for you to watch. And not that we ever really charge for it, but what are you gonna do? 2,004 people are watching right now.
Yeah.
Or somebody just wanted to remind me of one of their favorite years. And now that gay marriage and Obamacare are basically non-issues. in the coming election, no, they're going to be huge issues because it's all going to be about we're going to overturn all that shit.
Yeah.
Do you think pot will be a big platform? That was from Sweaters, or Sweeters. Could go either way, right? Yeah, no, it's Sweaters.
Yeah.
It's Sweaters. EA is Sweaters. It's that guy. He's back in prison. That Sweat was the name of the guy.
Oh, he's Sweaters, yeah.
He's probably on Twitter. Sweaters and Fetters.
Immediately gave him a cell phone and computer access.
Yeah. I'm just going to say Johnny Hemp won. We don't have time for your question, but we do have time to say Johnny Hemp won. Twice. Let's see your plugs, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, now read Johnny Hemp 2's question. To really fuck with Johnny Hemp.
We didn't get one from him, but he'd like to know.
Johnny Hemp too.
He'd like to know, Nick, what's going on with you, man? You've got Golan the Insatiable.
Oh yeah, man. This cartoon is a thing that was very much a labor of love, and I fucking love it. And it's on Fox, and they're kind of burying it. And you can watch it on Hulu.
Oh, Fox.
I know. You can watch it on Hulu. I think I really stand
Where is it? They have it in that, like, their late night animation thing?
Or? No, it got bumped to, like, 9:30 on Sundays. So it's, like, prime time. But they just, you know, it's the same
They're not advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I truly stand behind
it. People watch that block of programming will check it out. And if it's
absolutely.
If it's good out of the gate, they'll like it.
Aubrey Plaza's
really
in it.
Funny.
You've had her here. Rob Riggle. It's a good show.
That's awesome.
I'm in it. I fucking do a voice in a cartoon. Yeah. Watch it so I can keep doing a voice in a cartoon. It's the best job in the world.
That's really the best thing to do.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
So the next episode is July 12th, so write that down or something.
Yes.
And check out the movie Balls Out.
Yes, watch Balls Out.
Available on Amazon and video on demand.
I know. Can I explain Balls Out to you real quick?
I kind of like it already. I've seen the trailer.
You have?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's you guys are you've done a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
As a group. So that always makes for like the reviews, like Rotten Tomatoes, it's doing pretty well, right?
It is. It's really great. I think
critics probably love it because it sounds like it's smart, but still kind of one of those
little balls out
comedies.
Yeah.
It's sex comedy, but smartly
but it's
not. Done.
It's smarter than balls out sounds. They literally stamped a poster of a butt, like wearing
right. That's
booty
what I mean,
shorts.
But it also feels not necessarily parody, but.
I mean, it definitely kind of is. But there's no fucking butts. There's like literally no girls in it. There's like two
You're
girls.
Really anti-selling this thing now.
I mean,
I'm selling it
to the right people.
It looks really funny though. It does look really funny.
It is funny, check it out.
Yeah, Beck Bennett is in there.
Beck Bennett's in, he's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon,
she's so
Jake
good
Lacy, Nikki fucking Reed, you Twilight fans out there, tune in just for that.
Right, come on, Twilight fans.
Bunch of cool dudes from Austin. I don't know.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nick, for coming back on the show.
Thanks,
always
man.
Appreciate you being here. And how you feeling?
I feel good, man. It feels good to be back in LA. We just got in today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now, this is the perfect welcome.
Let me, it's a great way to get back into society because nothing is going to get accomplished tonight. I can tell you that right now. Margaret Cho is going to be at the Music Box Theater at the Borgata Casino, fancy, Atlantic City on July 18th, and Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, July 24th.
Yeah,
Wife Swaps tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm going to watch.
July 1st.
Oh yeah, you got to watch. It's going to be good.
And she's got her new line of pot coming out called High Life. with Natural Cannabis Company.
Nice. Let's beat Connie Chung. Knock her out of the water.
Yeah, I know.
Get her out.
I do not know what Connie Chung is doing in the game. She hasn't called us to come on the show.
Yeah, no, we know.
She's got to come on, though. That's make her not come smart. On. She'll be great.
Not
she'll be great.
Smart, Connie. Get it together, Connie.
Connie. How she ever
that's
come
such
on the show?
Name to be
creepy
my
host will come on my show. Connie.
Are you watching?
That's
Get it.
That's what's going to make her come on.
Jade Catapretta, everybody. Watch her on the Jim Gaffigan show.
Oh, yeah.
Premiering July 15th on TV Land. And she's also on Girl Code on MTV. But
yeah.
Jim Gaffigan, I hear him in the media talking about his frustration with the fact that he doesn't really feel like his show is like a TV Land kind of show.
Yeah, I think they've had a whole new bunch of shows.
So
though.
People have to find it, is what I'm trying to say.
He's so great, though.
It's
so good, you guys. The show's so good.
I have a tiny part in it, but I want to promote it.
He's the funniest person. He smokes. Yeah. I smoke weed with him a lot of times. He won't come on this show.
He used to open for me.
Michael Ian Black is in it. He's so funny.
Michael Ian Black was on this show and smoked weed and he doesn't get high.
And Adam.
No, he doesn't smoke pot.
No, he doesn't.
Just doesn't work, he says.
Well, I
thought he did pretty. I thought he got high when he was here.
Oh, I will.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you'll be back on At Midnight later this
on the
month,
22nd.
Hopefully against lesser adversaries than me.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because I refuse to come in third place.
You know what it was?
I refuse to
it. Was
do it.
I'm the captain, meow. That's what won
that
it for you.
That was a good one. That
clean.
Was good.
That
it was about singer. A kitty taking over a boat. I'm the captain, meow. I had to try to put in a little bit of context. tomorrow night,
sense.
I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. So,
Tempe.
Yeah, I'm bringing some light clothing. And Friday night at midnight, I'm screening the new movie that you saw the trailer for earlier tonight. I'm sorry you've had to see the trailer so many times if you're a fan of the show, but I really want you to watch me getting high at Comic-Con. And it's called Chronicon in Denver. Please, tickets are still available. Come to the midnight screening. It's 4th of July weekend, so people have plans for the whole weekend. I'm like, I'm going to have my big premiere on the 3rd of July. So at midnight. So come on out to that, you guys. And it's at the Littleton Alamo Draft House. There's a pre-party at 10 o'clock sponsored by Hi There, which is an app where you can, when you go to a town, you can just find other stoners.
That's amazing.
Yeah, speaking earlier of how sharing we all are. And Sunday, July 5th, I'm doing stand-up in Denver at 420 Comedy Works. And next Tuesday, I'll be at the Irvine Improv, Irvine, California. DougLovesMovies.com for all the dates. Buy our stuff. We're going to keep selling these blue cards to you if you want to buy them. bit.ly/DougMerch. You know how that works. I've never gone to Bitly. Have you guys?
No.
Bitly? Ever Bitly?
I've clicked on a few Bitlys in my life.
One more time for all of my guests.
I want to get into it tonight.
Very small studio audience tonight. Thanks for being here, you guys. Have a happy 4th of July, everybody. We're going to take a week off for all this crazy stuff I'm running around and doing. But we will be back on Tuesday, July 14th at a time to be determined. Thank you for finding us, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks.